And it's a Wheelchair Wednesday. Today we have a special guest coming to us all the way from the great state of Oregon. But before we get to him, let's roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's welcome to the show Mr. Ian Young. Howdy, friend.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Feeling pretty good. I'm sitting down in the studio. I got a little bevy here. And,
Yep.
Nice little Wednesday.
Yeah, bevies come in handy on a Wednesday afternoon, I'm telling you. Wednesdays have become more like my Fridays, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel like every day's become Friday in that department. And, I mean, it's probably closer to 5 o'clock where you're at. So that works for me.
It's 4:20, actually, just as you said that. That's hilarious. No. Speaking
convenient.
Of 4:20, well, yep, I'm going to go ahead and grab this while we ask you your first question. Now, folks, before we get into this, I know I usually introduce myself. My name is Wheelchair Rick. I'm a T3, T4 paraplegic. And we're going to get to know all about Ian today. And I'm going to ask him a number of questions. Just answer them how you would any other questions, I guess. And
found out maybe that I was bipolar the hard way.
Oh, jeez.
I had doing all the things that I want to do, and then a truck going pretty fast, and I went off the road. I hit a tree, and broke. Wasn't just a normal car accident. I might have lost you a little bit here. It could be just.
Can you hear me?
I'm sure. No.
Can you hear me?
I'm sure. No. Yeah, I can hear you now. It may be just a Wi-Fi connection thing. So,
okay.
Oh, there we go again.
Yep, it's the camera. My camera is acting crazy again. Hold on, here we go. Coming back. Can you hear me now? I'm married.
Dating or married? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Are you dating anyone? Are you married? How is that going in the chair? What do you feel like with that?
Surprisingly enough, once I got into the chair, I was surrounded by women. You know, I mean, I think that's how it goes for everybody. You're in the hospital, you're in facilities or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're constantly surrounded by new women. And I got a lot of female attention. I ended up seeing one of my CNAs in a facility, and it all got into a big mess. She got fired. Crazy.
Oh,
and,
man.
So
that sounds like a steamy love connection.
Because, what's that?
I said that sounds like.
It's a hot story. It's a hot story. I thought about putting it on these side groups, you know, like PsyLife, just to share with the group, kind of, because it was really funny. But we all have these strange experiences in facilities and in hospitals, and it was one of those things. So yeah, maybe we'll either do another full interview on that, or I'll release a best-selling tell-all on a post on PsyLife. So we'll see. But case as a specialist. And I could do damn near anything, you know, with my hands. And so somebody went with
golf.
Any sort of activity.
But yeah.
Well, golf was my a fun game, but I actually boxed and did MMA for about 15 years. And I also coached boxing. I coached younger guys, and I was really starting to get into private lessons before my accident.
Nice.
And that is my freedom. I really love the fight game. You know, myself and.
You ever thought about getting into wheelchair boxing?
I'm sorry?
You ever thought about getting into wheelchair boxing?
Well, I've thought about it a little bit. I feel like I just don't know if it would be the same. I don't know if it would be the same thing, because I was just really about mastering the movement, and it wasn't so much about the competition as much as it was developing the skill and refining that coordination that really brought me.
Right. Kind of like golf. So. It ain't the same. Yeah, it ain't the same.
Yeah. You know, no, it definitely wouldn't be the same. I might be able to get a putter and do some putting, mini golf type of things from my chair, but it's not like hitting that big drive, you know, that big draw you just
have. Have you ever heard of those golf clubs that take like the little 22 blank thing comes out and hits the ball? Dude, I want to try one of those.
Mm-hmm. They get adaptive golf equipment, and if you got your hands working, you might be able to still be in the game. So.
Yeah, I need to get out there and start trying that more, man. Maybe like next year, just start getting out there and seeing what I can do. What up, Quad Life? Good to see you. So yeah, this is a live show, man. So if somebody clomps in and they want to say something about something, we'll kind of bring it up to you and see what you think. What's your pain level like? Do you got any pain you deal with? You got lucky.
I have some shoulder pain. I have some shoulder pain because, like I said, I boxed for years and I played sports, and I had shoulder injuries prior to being in the chair. So my right arm is a little bit taxed, but other than that, I don't, you know, right. I still work out a lot. Even, you know, as a quadriplegic, I work with a group called Zebrafish Neuro, and it's a special form of Pilates for people with spinal cord injuries.
Nice.
And it pushes me really hard. So right. I'm doing a lot of, like, you know, there's not so much out of work. And I, so yeah, pain wise.
Envy there. Let me ask you this. What helps you the most after your injury? What was like the biggest help for you?
Well, I'm sorry.
So like, what was the biggest help for you after your injury? So after you got injured, what helped you the most kind of deal with it?
Well, just for the record, I'm about 10 months in, so I'm pretty early on it.
Okay.
What's helped me the most physically, and probably somewhat mentally, the exercise that I do, helps, the tone management, just my body feeling comfortable in the chair. But what has helped me emotionally the most is definitely my friends. And then also, the care that I'm provided is, great. And I can tell that the people involved really want me to be in the best condition that I can be. And my friends are just there. I mean,
right.
That's all there is to it. When things get the toughest for me, in my mind, I think about my friends. I think about my brother, and, gets me through. So.
Heck yeah. What about your hobbies? What did you do beforehand, and do you still do the same thing, or did you switch up your hobbies at all?
My hobbies are different now. I don't really, let's see. I like art. I still haven't figured out how I want to produce art, but I get, with the SciLife, people share a lot about what they do, and I've seen some people do woodworking, and I want to maybe get into that, just some way that I can produce art would be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple different people that are artists that do like paintings and drawings and stuff like that, and I've seen some quadriplegics that can, like, you know, do art or draw or do what, you know what I mean, whatever you want to call it, paint, draw, better than like most people I've seen with, you know, full function of their hands. So it's kind of cool how like you get this extra, it's almost like an extra patience that you get, you know what I mean, when you get to get into something, because you have to go slow, you know what I mean, taking your time with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not always. I've seen those paintings where people throw the paint at the wall and just call it art, you know what I mean? Some people like that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people get away with, you know, painting a banana on a white canvas and then they sell it for 35 G's, and you're like, well, I don't know if I can paint a better fucking banana, but I'll give it a shot. At least I get, you know, that participation trophy. You know, you tried, you did something, you know, right. It's a yellow blob, but no, I mean, it is like you said, with the, you get this extra patience, you just have so much more time to do these things, you know, because you're dealing with your medical, you know, it's a huge change.
Right.
And then, and you're just getting used to things, but you have all this empty space. So that, you know, you can master a craft. I think that's what it'll be about. Just like the golf swing, just like boxing, it'll just be mastering the craft, you know. And also, like, you produce digital content.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say, but what about that? What do you plan on getting into, like, once you start getting all your stuff around? What are you trying to do?
I want to do a podcast as well. I like speaking with people. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what you're going to cook. It's just about who you bring on and can they cook, right?
Right.
And
yep.
So,
yep.
You know, it's like you might be able to make some funny shit or, you know, something worthwhile. And also serious stuff, too. I don't know what my topic would be, but there's a teacher that I have, and he's a very progressive. And so I have political discussions with them, and it'll last on the phone for an hour. And then and it's never harsh or, you know, we're not yelling at each other, but we're really trying to figure out, why do you fucking think this way? And he thinks that of me too.
Yeah.
So, but
to have, yeah, so, to, I mean, have like a civilized discussion with a buddy or a person that's like, you know, different thoughts or whatever, it's, if you have the receipts and you know what's going on, it's easy to say, okay, here, listen, here's where this happened. I'll show you here if you'd like to, but nobody cares. It's like a lot of times they're just like, whatever, I don't believe you. You know what I mean? And it's just like, okay, but it's fun. It's like sport almost. You know what I mean?
It is kind of sport because you can formulate your discussion and, you know, try and make it irrefutable, obviously.
Yep, I love the big words. Keep them coming.
That is a special word when you get in the game, irrefutable. You can't deny this. It's true.
Yep.
But just, you know, a little background on that teacher, and what makes it kind of funny is I was in a whole bunch of trouble in my – oh, I lost you on the screen. I'll just wait and make sure we're still on this.
Oh, there, can you hear me? Yeah, it's my stupid camera.
No, that fucking camera is temperamental.
Bro, I'm telling
you.
That
sucker.
Let's see here. What is going on today? Oh, my
goodness. And, dude, I mean, I'm telling you, it could be my spotty Wi-Fi. We'll see. But
Well, no, I don't know. I blame my stuff. I think, can you hear me? Am I good now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can see you.
Okay, no, I seriously think that my devices have been infested by demons, and I have to, like, have a priest come every Wednesday and, like, do some kind of cleansing. Because, dude, I'm telling you, we talk about a lot of stuff that, you know, it's helping people. I think it helps people. I would like to get truth out there and talk to people about what's going on. The Wheelchair Wednesdays I love doing because I was that guy in a hospital bed looking through YouTube trying to find somebody that I could relate to, you know what I mean, that had my thing. And that's one of the reasons I do this. But it's really weird. It is really weird how, like, we'll be getting going and we'll be talking about certain things and then, boom, it'll just shut off. But then, like, I'll do something completely different, and a jam session, it'll last for 4 hours and nothing will go wrong. So weird.
Yeah.
Well,
I tell you what, dude, we'll send Elon Musk a little email and we'll get him on it. It seems like whatever country reaches out to him, he goes, okay, internet, here, you can have it. So we'll just tell him that us disabled folk are not getting our –
nope.
You know, connection very well, and you need to fix this infrastructure problem. So
we would like Starlink available to all disabled people for Medicaid prices.
For free, baby.
For free. Like, yeah. I mean, if everybody's got, you know, Obamacare, Medicaid, whatever, just have that pay for it or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, You ain't got to worry about it. All right, moving along here. What about travel? You like traveling at all? You done any traveling?
Yeah, I've covered most of the Western United States. I mean, right all the way to the Rocky Mountains. I've been everywhere. I've been over the East Coast once and never been out of the States. But yeah, I like to travel. And I think now if I can find, you know, at least the caregiving support that'll travel with me and having that extra time, yeah, I'd like to check things out.
Heck yeah. Last but not least, what would be the biggest piece of advice you would offer a newly injured person? So if somebody had your, I know you're kind of newly injured too, but what would you say to the person that just got injured that's in the hospital looking up right now and has got the same injury as you? What would you say?
Get connected on the Facebook groups.
Yeah, like SCI Life.
Like SCI Life. Shout out. Yeah, for sure.
Yep, shout out.
Get connected, and through that, you'll have a lasting sort of backbone to your needs. And that's in every aspect. You know, you can ask any question you want. You don't have to be embarrassed at all. You can share anything you want, even the darker stuff, you know, and when you do, people will connect with you and help you out. So it's really important to get connected early. And yeah, that's,
I want to add to that too, Spinal Cord Injury USA. That group is amazing. That's the one I started out with. And yeah, SCI Life, yeah. You can post anonymously in SCI Life. I manage, you know, most of the page. So if I get something that comes across and you're anonymous, and as long as it's just a regular question, I'll let it go through. Which is fine, you know what I mean? But like you said, there's nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be afraid of. It's all, like, once you're in this life, you're in the life, you know what I mean? There's no getting out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're in the hospital, you get injured, and all of a sudden your entire life and anatomy is exposed. And you kind of just, I mean, you kind of lose the care for embarrassment when now you have needs and you need people that understand, and they're out there. There's a lot of people out there. I like that group that you mentioned. They're great.
Yep.
When you get a little further into it, there's groups for hobbies and outdoors where people teach you how to fish or show you things that you're going to need to, you know, so. Like, I didn't know what I could do, but then I started to see people share things that they're doing, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So then I tried it, and I can do it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You're in the game.
You're in the game. Well, Ian, I want to say thank you for hanging out with us. If you would, stick with us. Don't go nowhere. Everybody else, thanks for watching another episode of Wheelchair Wednesday. If you're going to watch the other one, we got another one back-to-back coming up real soon. Stay tuned for that. But until then, we'll see you next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday. Peace.
Thank you.